ABC Radio Australia.
Villagers in Solomon Islands say they'll fight to prevent an Australian-owned company from logging in their pristine rainforest. The people of Zaira have fought for years to protect their customary land with the help of scientists who describe the area as a precious relic of untouched biodiversity. But late last year, a company was issued a permit to conduct logging operations there, and records show an Australian man became the sole shareholder and director of the company not long afterwards. Liam Fox reports.
Solomon Islands is addicted to logging. For decades, it's been the country's biggest export earner, despite repeated warnings from its own government that the rate of logging is unsustainable. But you can't hear any chainsaws around Zaira Village on Whanganu Island. Community leader Hans Gino wants it to stay that way.
Well, our livelihood depends very much on the resources we had. Several months ago or years ago when logging took place close to Zaira, our streams and rivers were polluted and all our marine resources also been affected.
The Zaira people's customary land is a 1,500-hectare corridor of pristine rainforest stretching unbroken from the coast to the island's mountainous interior. It's home to a rare species of bat and a newly discovered giant rat, and the coast is a rookery for the critically endangered leatherback turtle. University of Queensland environmental scientist Dr. Simon Albert has helped to document the area's ecological significance.
Unfortunately, the rest of the Solomons and, in fact, the rest of Melanesia's, you know, been heavily impacted by resource extraction, and we're left with these little remnants like Zaira, which are just, you know, precious relics of what the whole place used to be like. So it's incredibly important.
The people of Zaira have tried for over a decade to have their land declared a protected area, off limits to logging and mining, but the national government has knocked them back. They've also seen off several attempted incursions by logging companies. The latest is coming from a company called Doma Vola, owned by Australian man Thomas Crawford. Here he is speaking on a video recording of a community hearing back in 2015 to discuss the allocation of timber rights.
Logging represents 50 to 60 to 70 to 80% in certain areas of the income. We are a new company here. Why not give us an opportunity to do something positive?
Back then, he was representing another of his companies called Renown Surf and Cargo. Hans Gino says Mr. Crawford's been trying to get onto their land ever since.
He doesn't care about us. If he respected us, he should come to us and we should have a good conversation and dialogue and look at sustainable kind of development instead of logging.
In November last year, the Solomon's Environment Ministry issued Doma Vola with a development consent, an important step on the way to start logging operations at Zaira. When the company was incorporated back in 2021, Mr. Crawford was not involved. According to the Solomon Islands Business Registry, it had four founding shareholders. One of them was longtime MP, businessman and timber industry figure Bodo Detke. Another was the former Premier of Western Province, Wayne Mapio. Records show Mr. Detke transferred his 25% stake in the company to Mr. Crawford's outfit, Renown Surf and Cargo, in August last year. Then, after the development consent was issued, Renown came to be the only shareholder and Mr. Crawford the only director. Mr. Crawford, Mr. Detke and Mr. Mapio have all declined to comment about Doma Vola or why they sought to log at Zaira despite local opposition and the area's environmental significance. Dr. Simon Albert says the situation shows authorities favour loggers over locals in Solomon Islands.
The economy, the whole, you know, legal structure of logging timber rights is set up in the favour of extractive logging companies, and people find it very hard to protect their land. In fact, they've been striving for decades to try and get some level of legal protection from their government over this unique piece of land.
Gino Hands and his fellow villagers have lodged an appeal against the decision to issue a development consent to Doma Vola. Whatever the outcome, he's adamant no one will log the forests around Zaira.
We had a slogan. Our slogan is we will keep fighting for our land, to protect our land. No retreat, no surrender.
That was Zaira community leader Hans Gino, ending that report from Liam Fox. And Pacific Beat also approached the Environment Ministry in Solomon Islands about Domovola's development consent, but a spokesperson said they can't comment because of the legal appeal.